Hello, I'm Karen Tallcat Conley, and you are tuned in to Tallcat Psychic 101, everything you ever wanted to know about the paranormal but were afraid to ask. The wonderful music you were just listening to is track one from Randy Mead's CD, Ascending Spirals, a series of 12 balancing flute meditations, and also is a musical score for the movie Orbs, The Veil Is Lifting. I am so happy to introduce you to Hope and Randy Mead. They are two of the most interesting people I've met in a long time. Just being in their presence is healing and joyful because they connect at the heart center. For those of you that may not know, they are the creators and producers of the movie Orbs, The Veil Is Lifting. Consequently, I'll be on March 29th sharing this movie, this film, followed by orb photography here in Sholo at the Greenhouse. Just call 928-242-7672 for tickets. Back to Hope and Randy. Among their more serious credentials, which can be seen on their website, www.toolsortranscendence.com, here are some things I found most interesting about Hope and Randy. Hope lived with and studied a polygamous society in Liberia, West Africa. Met a camel driver in Israel who wanted to trade his camel for her. She has been a birth coach and a death coach. Her sister's name is Faith. Yes, Faith. Randy Mead, a healing musician and composer, whose talents have been lent to numerous film scores, built a gong garden in the woods combined with sacred energy sculptures just for fun. They live in a straw bale home that they built themselves in the middle of a cedar forest. Hope and Randy, welcome. Did you enjoy your introduction composed of my personal favorite points of interest?
Yeah, well, that's great. I'm glad you took on all the things that we think are fun.
Oh, I like that. I had a feeling you would like that.
Yeah.
So, I wanted to say that Randy's music that you were listening to as just before the show started, it contains a unique silent element. So, Randy, could you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I've been experimenting with some time with different sorts of devices, and this was a radionics device that's computer-controlled. They're called the SE5 that I was using at the time. And we've developed ways to put the scalar waves that it generates onto audio, to encode it onto audio. And it's completely silent, but it has a major effect on the energy of the room. And actually, when I first did it, I made two versions of it, one without the scalar waves and one with. And I just tried, just an anecdotal experiment, people that I felt were energy sensitive, and I played both recordings and asked them which one they liked the best. And, of course, the audio was identical. And invariably, people that were energy sensitive just really thought the one with the scalar waves just felt so much better.
Oh, it's so awesome. It's the, I believe that's the score to the movie as well, isn't it? The Ascending
Spirals.
Yeah,
well, a lot of the movie... all of the solo flute, there's other music in there, which is all the music that's not Ascending Spiral is collected on another CD called Hidden Worlds that Beyond Words is putting out. So all of the flute meditations are from Ascending Spiral, and all of the more active music is from Hidden Worlds.
Well, I have to tell you, if you sit down and listen to Randy's music, you definitely feel a shift from within. It is really beautiful and soothing, beautifully soothing.
Yeah, Hope is after me for over 20 years to do something that simple and that soothing, and it was suitable for therapy. And so
I think the simplicity of it is wonderful. And like you said, it would be awesome for any type of energy work, body work, or simply for enjoyment background music.
Yeah, it sets a wonderful tone. People use it sometimes with small children or, just to calm the energy down, because even at a very low level, because of the scalar waves, it changes the energy in the room.
Yes, it's powerful. It's very powerful. And if you guys would like to get a copy for yourselves of Randy's music, just log on to Hope and Randy's website, which is toolsfortranscendence.com. and you can order his music there. You also can view a trailer of the film and see incredible orb photos taken by the Meads. So I know our listeners are anxious to learn about this movie, which, by the way, is visually gorgeous, beautiful. It's just very soothing and artistic. So let's get the party started. Let's get it started. Let's get it. I never could sing. And if time permits, we'll go to caller questions later in the show. Now, if you missed part of the show, you can listen again on BBS Radio Archives, or you can log on to my site, KarenTallcatConley.com. Now, I'm a pretty good psychic, and I predict that once you learn about this phenomena, you will grab your digital cameras in order to experience this for yourself. After I saw the movie Orbs of Veil is Lifting, I dashed outside in the dark, snowy night and took some amazing photos for myself in my pajamas with a coat thrown over me. Most interesting in taking orb photos, I find, is the feeling of delight and whimsy when you're in the presence of these energies. It has been described as a beautiful sunset or similar to a beautiful moment in meditation. So, yes, the amazing Karnak has spoken. I see orbs in your future.
It is so common that when people, after they have seen the movie, they feel somehow, you know, inspired and empowered, and it's actually very common that people, we rushed right out after the film, and by golly, we got orbs.
There's something about it. I know I'm not the only one because I've read comments on different forums about people. Right after the movie, you just go out there, and it's just like, boom, there they are.
It's contagious, and I don't really know if we can take credit for that or just the fact that once the thought form is really in people's mind and the sense of possibility, it really seems to facilitate the photograph.
Yes, it's a wonderful feature of it. Now, I've seen these lights all my life, being a psychic medium, maybe that's why. As a child and as an adult, I've seen them around my clients, my animals, in my home, in photos, and I sort of sensed that they were conscious beings, but... However, it wasn't until I saw your movie that I began to understand how orbs respond to our consciousness and that interaction is possible. So now I welcome the lights, and most wonderful, when I meet up with them, they are happy to see me.
Yeah.
Thanks to orbs, the veil is lifting. I now communicate and interact with the lights.
Okay.
So I'll address the questions like to both of you, Randy, and Hope. I know Hope isn't feeling too well tonight, but if she feels up to it, she can jump right in. Otherwise, Randy and I will just carry on.
Yeah, I just even left it off speakerphone. She looked so pale.
Oh, I know. tell her we send her love and healing.
Oh, good.
So,
we need to go to Palm Springs tomorrow to conference. So she's got to pull it together.
Yeah, she will. She will. Well, throughout the centuries and really all around the globe, there's always been an awareness and interest in other realms and hidden worlds and the invisible. And since we are a seeing as believing society, I wonder if we will actually believe now that we can see this energy and light form from another dimension. So, Randy, when did you and Hope first discover the orb lights, and what was your personal reaction to them?
Well, we discovered them at Sattva Sanctuary. This is James Gilliland's ranch and retreat. It was about 6 years ago now. And we went there. We'd heard that it was a UFO hotspot, and so we were very interested in seeing. You know, we both believed that we were definitely not alone in the universe, and we'd never really seen anything with our eyes that, you know, really was proof to us. So... we were very interested in the place, and then we got invited to come and play some music, perform some songs there. I think they had a band that canceled at the last minute, so it was a last minute thing. And we rushed, somebody got a hold of us, and we rushed down there. And it was a medium-sized gathering, but when we were performing for this group, I had the strangest feeling that there was many, many people around. I mean, I look around, and it's like 20, 25 people. And I was having a great time. It was great fun, but it just felt like a crowd. And the people were taking a lot of pictures. And afterwards, I said, well, you know, what were you photographing? We're not that photogenic up here. And they said, oh, it's flooded with orbs. And we started looking. in the back of people's cameras, and sure enough, I guess there was some kind of audience, because it was just like a snowstorm of orbs there.
My.
And then we were just flabbergasted, and Hope took just four or five pictures with her own camera, and we got orbs, and we went home, and we pored over those pictures for hours and hours and blew them up, and, you know, just went generally crazy with it. And, you know, we did eventually discover that there's been a lot of activity there at the sanctuary, and it is, we saw amazing things in the sky, which is another story, but, anywhere you can develop as an area for orbs, we came home and we photographed like 80 pictures with nothing, and then after that, then we started getting a few, and then more, and more, and now we just step out on the back deck and shoot the camera. And
lovely.
Everywhere.
Well, how did this discovery impact on your own personal reality?
Well, for us, you know, for me, it's a profound thing because for me, it really helped me start trusting my intuition in mm-hmm. many different ways. And at first I was completely numb to them. Then I realized that when you're doing sessions that I could feel the energy leave.
Yeah.
I was able to predict. I said, oh, I bet there weren't any in that photograph. So the first thing I did was feel the energy leave. And then I become more and more sensitized to them. And, you know, now lately we started seeing them with our eyes, too. And
oh.
So it just becomes an increasing attunement to them. In fact, when we first started this film, we were sort of commissioned to do this film by Beyond Words right after the Orb Conference in Sedona last year. So we came back, we said, oh, well, we need new orb photographs for this film we're going to do. And we went out, and for a few days when we weren't out on the deck, we got almost no orbs in the camera. Some, but not a picture that we would put in the film. But we were seeing them everywhere with our naked eyes.
Oh,
and it's just like this little lesson just for us. Here they are for your eyes, not for the camera. And then it started, then it reversed, and we started, you know, getting some great old photographs for the movie.
Well, you know, Randy, this movie is a light bulb of an idea, pardon the pun. But what prompted you to actually make the movie?
Well, it's funny. Let's see. 6 years ago, when we first discovered it, we actually very quickly decided, at that point, we'd done video in college, and we are both media people. But so at that point, 6 years ago, we decided to make a little movie. And so we did make a short video at that time. There was this shot with a handy cam mostly around Sotva Sanctuary and here at our house. And so nothing very much happened with it, and we tried to get it around. It seemed like 5 years ago people weren't quite ready for it. We presented it at a UFO convention. People were like, what's it have to do with UFOs? and so it just got out there, and it got to a few people. But then when they had this first annual Orb Conference last year, the Prophets Conference or Axiom Conferences, they tracked us down and said, we'd love to share your film and have you come talk.
Yay.
So we showed that old film last year. You know, it's more like a home movie about orbs. We showed that, and Cynthia Black from Beyond Words, who they put out The Secret and What the Bleep, and Dr. Emoto's work, she saw that film and said, gee, we're putting out an orb book. Would you like to do a film as well? You know, maybe spruce this film up or do some more interviews. We said, well, by all means, we'd love to do that.
Yeah.
So we had sort of a narrow time frame because we only had about 6 months where we just went nuts and interviewed these wonderful people. And it was great because that opened a lot of doors for us, too, connection with such a reputable company. So.
Oh, yeah. That's like one of those synchronistic, wonderful opportunities.
Yeah, it was a great opportunity. So we jumped on it, and my oldest son, Seth, is in film, and he had some high-definition digital cameras and had been shooting some interviews commercially, so he had a very good handle on, a more professional approach to it. So we got in, we shot the whole thing in high definition. And that's fun. I'm bugging Beyond Words now. Well, when do you want the Blu-ray version? Because we're going to do
well,
a high-definition version of this, which is going to look stunning.
Well, I've seen the movie in its latest form, and I have to tell everybody, it is beautiful and very artistic and just amazing. It just keeps getting better the more they play with it. You know, when I began to understand more about orbs, Randy, I was like your wife, Hope. You know, like she called herself an orbs missionary.
Orb missionary,
she's
right.
Into other realms. Oh, my God. But, and I expected other people to be excited, but mostly, even in the metaphysically minded people, I receive like blank stares. You know, they look at a beautiful photo, and I could hear their mind saying, so? And out loud, what's that thing? So, a friend of mine who, you know, I was surprised. She said she wasn't particularly interested in orbs. I said, why? And she said she thought they were just dead people hanging around without their bodies.
Oh, just ghosts. That's all.
Yeah,
I really
she
think
was
surprised it
could
be so
to know
much
there's
more
to orbs, just deceased energies or ghosts. So could you describe what orbs really are?
Well, I do think that we definitely feel that's one thing that can be is disembodied spirits. But, you know, I think most people who pass it go to the light. They got better things to do than hang around.
I agree.
And really, they just seem to be, related to consciousness. I think elementals and what we call fairies and earth elementals and things can appear in orb form. And I think angelic energies can be, either come out of the orbs or be accompanying the orbs. Benevolent extraterrestrials, never heard about grays with orbs, but I've heard of, certainly at James's, you'll have a spectacular event in the sky and then orbs galore on the ground.
Oh.
And so it seems like any kind of energetic or spiritual phenomenon. I had a friend who did a lot of clearings of houses where there were where people really felt there was dark energies, and they had to do exorcisms, and they'd find the darkest, most oppressive area of the house and do a clearing. And she said invariably when the clearing was accomplished, the area, they'd take some photographs, and it would be full of orbs right when the energy cleared and the dark energy passed. Even
how
if it was
beautiful.
A bank crawl space or an attic or whatever, it would just fill up with orbs at that moment.
What technique do you and Hope personally use to investigate orbs?
Well, we've had several people try to get us to conduct, more scientific experiments with synchronized cameras and this and that, but we just can't help ourselves. We're more just to experiencing it as artists and as seekers that we just like to engage in, do our photography in many different places with different people, different circumstances, and just really get a sense of how the energy of the place or the moment or the people is reflected by the orbs being there. And it's always surprising. It's always whimsical and surprising. Every time I think I have something figured out, I'm surprised.
It certainly is surprising. I know when I have experimented with the orb photography, I found that it didn't require any special equipment or preparation or any kind of real serious intentional deep posturing or anything like that. But the more joyous and the more lighthearted your explorations are, the more likely they are to come toward you.
That really seems true.
I know that, and very often, sometimes the New Age movement, people think they need to bring symbolic, items, or they have to sit in a certain circle or a certain way. But the first time I went out, I dashed out the front door after your movie, and I was so enthused about it. And I just went down my front sidewalk, and I said, I know you're here, you beautiful orbs. Come and let me see how pretty you are. And kaboom, back of the camera filled.
Yeah, that's, the only time I've ever heard of people failing to get orbs when they really, really wanted to was when they created a very serious sort of ponderous ritual, and then there was like none to be seen. Somebody had tickled someone.
It is definitely true that, and it tells us something about orbs as well, because they're not interested in Sirius or anything that's not of the light, which would be, you know, frivolity and joy and love and bliss. They're going to be around that type of energy, whether it's your backyard or it's some mountaintop in Tibet.
Although, you know, I will say that we have also seen pictures of orbs at, like, memorial services and wakes and things like that. At Hope's father's memorial service and a wake for him, there was a lot of orbs in the room. And so it seems like any really genuine, deep, connected emotions can be a draw.
Yes, I know when I experimented with actually speaking to them, and waiting for a response and shooting the camera, aiming the camera to where I felt there might be an energy rather than trying to look, it began to flow quite naturally.
There you go, yeah.
So it's just kind of the easier you approach it, the more successful you'll be, it seems to me.
That's certainly been our experience. And every time
yeah.
we get too earnest and too, you know, when we just have to do it or have to get something, is that when it works the worst.
I know. Well, you know, Randy, we know that these orbs are lights, but would you say all the orb lights look the same, or is there quite a variety in the way they appear?
Oh, there's a huge variety. Some have a lot of texture and really look like a landscape or a planet almost.
Mm.
Some just appear to be luminous, just lights. You see them white and gold and pink and blue and red and green, you know, mostly light or yellowish or golden, but we see it in all colors. I've known people that got half of their orbs were diamond shape or some were hexagonal. You see orbs that appear to have pieces missing, although we feel that they're just not fully manifest, perhaps, because they don't seem to be damaged in any way, but sometimes you see them, you know, fragmented, and you know, sometimes they appear to be disc shaped or like a pie plate or something. Sometimes they very much appear to be spherical. So, and some of them just purely are not orbs, but they just get lumped in. They're weird little rainbow shapes or strange geometries that you know seem to come along with the orbs. And so, I personally feel we don't have enough information to, you know, classify them or say, well, this orb is this and this orb is that.
Mm-hmm. I agree, because I assume that they could appear any which way they want to.
Yes, yeah. And I've certainly seen some attempts to classify them and find some consistent patterns and stuff, but, you know, I just think it's so early and the whole phenomenon seems so whimsical and changeable that, you know, I think it almost seems like it will be what you're wanting it to be.
I know. It is that way. Very much so. That's been my experience, too. Is there any scientific explanation that you've heard of about orbs?
Well, that they exist in a spectrum of the light frequency that our eyes are not... Actually, our eyes see them, but our brains tend to filter them out just outside of... Most people think they exist slightly in the infrared spectrum, and the digital cameras, most of them go way quite a bit further into the infrared spectrum than our eyes do, or than we're used to looking. And then it seems that our brains basically filter them out, because people can see them, do see them, can train themselves to see them, and so it's a strange phenomenon where, you know, I think little children see them all the time, and then it just doesn't have anything to do with society. Or they ask their parents, gee, did you see that, Mom? And, you know, see what?
Exactly. I think that many, many children see them. Probably animals see them. And I know even in my work as a psychic medium, I saw them in the room with the client. But, you know, and I'm crossing realms sort of in my work, but I didn't know that you could interact with them. I noticed that they were there, but that was it.
Yeah, the Pickerings from Great Britain, who are speaking with us at their conference this weekend, they have a bunch of pictures with their cat where it's very clear that the cat is seeing, batting at, and interacting with the orbs. So then that really makes you think, boy, when your cat appears to be chasing nothing around the house sometimes.
And, you know, Randy, this whole piece about the digital photography, the apparently the technology of the digital camera and the flash, although you don't have to have a flash to catch an orb photo, but this digital photography that's able to focus in on the infrared realm is not only exciting that we can get a picture and look at it and see what mystics and seers and have seen for centuries we can see on photography paper, but the other exciting piece is that it seems that the using the digital camera for a period of time, working with orbs, can train your eye to see them, to get past the filtering mechanism that we have.
That's right. Just somehow the intention, the focusing on them, and wanting to see them. And, you know, I don't see them all the time. Sometimes we get them in the photographs. I'm not seeing them with my eyes. But a lot of times, especially in the when the flash is going off, but you're looking, if it's dark, you're often shooting from the hip because there's nothing to see through the viewfinder anyway. So you're just kind of holding the camera out there and looking at the scenery in the flash, and then a lot of times in that flash we can see the orbs in the air, or sometimes the plasma forms in the air.
I've noticed that too, Randy. I live way high in the mountains at 7,000 feet here in Arizona, and I like to shoot at night simply because I've read that at night there's less reflection, and so it might be easier to tell what might be an orb or not. So I just like to shoot at night for the dark background, but I have noticed in the flash that you can actually get a glimpse that way, and also the plasma formation thing, the misty thing. I had one on top of my roof, and it began to move toward me, so I got the camera out, and I shot, and I said, is that you, or is that just fog? And it came around the side of the camera, so I could see it, and it felt like a kiss.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
It was. It was so amazing. So, you know, they're very responsive to your interactions.
No, very much so, yeah.
That's what really gets you going when you realize there's a back-and-forth thing. You know, they're talking to you, and you're talking to them. Randy, would you say the phenomena is something new, or you know, it seems that we're just beginning to hear about it, but I can't believe that it's just brand new.
Oh no, you know, there are. I've heard Qigong teachers, traditional Qigong teachers from the Orient, have seen some of these pictures and said, "Oh, look, that's the Qi." And we hear stories of the Native Americans. I've heard a story that before the white man came to this country, there used to be orbs at the campfires all the time. I heard at one time. In the European tradition, if you read into it, the site's been down now, but 5 years ago there was a wonderful site in the Netherlands that showed a wonderful comparison between orbs and the ancient stories of fairies. And many times the fairies were reported as being seen as like lights in the forest, and
mm-hmm.
And so if you really look at this, it really seems that no, in fact, the people with a psychic vision and in certain places, certain circumstances, this is really something that has been part of our history. And really, if you look at in culture, I mean, look at the Wizard of Oz, the Good Witch of Travel and Orbs. You know, and it's like you start looking in media. There's a pharmacy ad on TV now where everybody's happy and smiling, and there's these little orbs just floating around. I don't know what they think it represents, but it seems like very much part of our culture that there's magic in these orbs, or beings can travel in them. And I think that's for a reason. I think it's been with us, but it's just something.
Well,
now that
we've mentioned that, Randy, I remember in the film that you guys created, that there was talk of ancient art, ancient paintings, that there was circles of light over the heads of people, and that back in the centuries these light forms were called cherubs or putti. And
that's right. The cherubs and putti are often just portrayed as a round little face with wings, and then.
Yes.
There's the issue also of the halos, which is funny because I just did a whole segment on the halos for our presentation this weekend. But, you know, you see pictures where the orbs are just right around someone's head, and it looks like a halo.
Well, you know, I can remember as a young person, I sat in a traditional standard church I don't remember the denomination, but the pastor was speaking, and I didn't hear a word he said because I saw this circle of light behind his head that I was most fascinated with. And a friend of mine, who is a writer and a photographer, she went to an event and took pictures at the event, which wasn't particularly spiritual, as I recall, but she took quite a few photographs, and all of them had to be destroyed because they were covered with circles of light.
Right, and she thought she had a camera defect, no doubt.
She had no idea what it was about. So, you know, I find it so interesting that many of the so-called metaphysical people who consider themselves pretty enlightened or advanced don't even understand orbs. You know, I have a friend who is from a very conservative religious background, grew up in a small-town farming area. I showed him some photos, and he was spellbound and open to the orbs being real and responsive. You know, he said he knows they're out there. When he was a little boy, one summer, his job was to, boring job, watch the cow graze outside the fence line all day.
Right.
So he mastered the art of observation, and he gets it.
Yeah.
You know, he's connected with nature, and so it wasn't a surprise to him. He spent time contemplating.
That's amazing. When they first were had a display up for the book, it was at a sellers convention, and it was before the movie was out. They had Beyond Woods had a display up for the book, and so, with a big picture of an orb, and somebody came up and said, "Oh, I'm so glad that somebody's writing about this. We have these out on the ranch. You know, we just call them critters."
I saw that in one of your interviews somewhere else. That's why I brought it up. I thought that was so funny and so great.
You know, all those critters, yeah.
Yeah, those critters. Finally, we're going to do something about those critters. would you say, Randy, that the sightings of orbs, it's increasing?
You know, I do, and it's increased over the last 6 years, and the digital cameras that everybody had 6 years ago were just as good at taking orb pictures as the cameras now. I think probably more people have digital cameras now. But there's something, it's still, all in all, it really seems like it's on the increase. We're seeing them more frequently, more places, you know. Yes, it definitely seems like it's on the increase.
Well,
you
know, I'm sorry, we got a little echo there.
Okay, yeah. And so, you know, I think it really is an increase in. It does seem there's an energy shift going on the planet, that there's a lot of different ways of looking into that and a lot of different theories, but, you know, we certainly wonder, does this really, that's why the title Orbs of the Veil is lifting, is we really feel like there is something changing, and the barrier between these dimensions seems to be getting less and less.
Well, I was thinking, Randy, now that you mentioned the veil, it might be helpful if you explained what you guys mean when you refer to the veil.
Well, what we mean is just that traditional, you know, that there is a veil. A friend of ours is fond of saying, well, people say there's a veil between the flesh and the spirit, you know. I guess
mm-hmm.
that's the veil primarily we're talking about. Although a friend of ours who's a medium is fond of saying, well, really, there's no veil between the spirit and the flesh. It's like more like a one-way mirror.
Yes, it is. Well, that's a good way to describe it. It's true. And sometimes I think the veil, perhaps we created ourselves, you know, by our built-in filters and, belief systems and structures that we have in place.
Right, exactly. It's the veil, I think James says that in a movie. He says, you might call it actually a veil of ignorance.
Oh, I love that. Yes, a veil of ignorance. That's so good. Because I know from the work that I do that my understanding is that the levels of dimensions and the levels of light are lateral rather than up above or below. You know, it's as far away as your next breath or the blink of an eye.
Mm-hmm.
Is that close?
Yeah. Right, and so that's sort of a more... That's a sort of an old misconception that these realms are above and below us.
Yes, it is. And, you know, these orbs, we know they're so much more than just a pretty light that passes by, but what would you say the impact orbs, what kind of impact do orbs have on our lives?
Well, I mean, I think it has the level of impact that you let it. For some people, it has been the absolute confirming factor. So, wow, you know, there really is a spiritual realm, and there really is life beyond this world, and that it was just the capper for their personal belief system, where they finally could trust all these feelings and intuitions and inklings they've been having.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
For other people, it's like, wow, this is really interesting, and I don't know what it is, and I can't explain it, and
What could it be?
And then other people don't even want to hear about it. And like you said, even some people who you think are very metaphysical, it's like, well, this is too easy, too common, too accessible. You know, come on, it's got to be special, difficult, esoteric, obscure.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. Or you have to fast for 40 days or, you know, really struggle to be able to interact this way.
Right, or master an extremely complex meditation involving different levels of visualized geometries, or, you know.
Yes, very complicated, and you have to do charts and graphs to be able to locate them.
That's right.
it really is anything but that. And, you know, all you need is a cheap digital camera, because the technology, as I understand it, of the camera actually picks up on the infrared level. The flash just tends to enhance it. And I also understand that you can take pictures of orbs during the day, although it's helpful to begin taking them during with a dark background at night, right?
Yeah, and the dark background seems to be really important, but, you know, you can get them this broad daylight, no flash. Although if you're trying to do it during the day, I would suggest using the flash anyway, even though it seems completely superfluous. It somehow seems to charge them up.
Yes, I've noticed that. And I also notice with my camera, when I shoot a lot of orbs, I don't know if it might be something within the camera itself, because I don't know that much about the inner workings of a camera, but when I'm shooting orbs, my camera tends to the battery dies more quickly, and I have to take little breaks in between. I don't know if it has anything to do with the energies of the orbs, but it is quite interesting.
That's interesting. Of course, flash will deplete the camera.
Of course.
You know, so it is that, and I'm not sure. And cold will deplete the batteries of the camera too. So I'm not saying that the orbs doesn't do it, but those are other factors that might be causing that to happen. But it certainly is an exciting feeling. I mean, there is so much energy that moves when you're doing it. You feel.
Oh, absolutely. This is what people don't understand when you speak of it. I guess orbs really have to be experienced rather than spoken of, ideally, to really get the feeling of what's going on. And, Randy, have you ever tried, I guess you guys have taped orbs on video, right?
Yeah, some. It's been, you know, it's been very frustrating. We've had a few. It didn't look like much. It's mostly, moving in and around still pictures, because it's so much more spectacular. The orbs that we have gotten on video don't look like much. They're moving very fast, and it's hard to get much. There's some people at the conference this week who sent us some things. We're starting to get on a newer Sony Handycam with night shot. They are starting to get some sort of small orbs that are coming, and it's all sort of black and white because it's night shot, so that you don't see the colors, but you do see them moving. So it is possible to get them on video, and it seems to be happening more and more. Although I know people have made these huge expeditions to video them with expensive equipment and gotten nothing. So,
well, you know, I was in my own backyard one night, and I was shooting orbs, and I stopped for a moment, and I just could hardly believe it. Even though I see, you know, clairvoyantly, I saw this shape of an orange bird-like thing, and it took flight off of the fence, came toward me, and it flew in circles around my body. And the laughter that came out of me, I was such a place of joy that I didn't even know I could access.
Wow,
so you just never know what you're going to encounter when you're out there with your camera. It's fun to do it as a group. I plan on taking my group out to use the camera and shoot orcs when I teach my class, you know, and at the greenhouse, which is upcoming. But I like doing it alone too.
Yes, and now you know you have a clairvoyant background and a spiritual background. And so you're sort of comfortable with this, and you're comfortable with throwing your attention around and stuff like that. So you had really good results, and a lot of people do. I've known other people where they didn't have really good luck until they got a group together and they got some sort of group enthusiasm, singing songs, create more of a party atmosphere, and then the orbs come in. And so it really depends. Yeah, and I've had very good luck, and some people have had very, very good luck as a solo thing, just going out there, even photographing themselves put the camera on a tripod with a remote and stand there with the remote and photograph yourself and, relating to the orbs is a wonderful way to do it.
Oh, that's a great idea, Randy.
You know, either a timer or some of the new cameras have a nice little remote where you can just sit there and photograph yourself.
Oh, that would be fun. And I thought, just like you said, having a group with a light atmosphere would be a great way to introduce this to people that, have not experienced it before and have questions and, but are open to it and just want to go out there and have an adventure.
Yep. Yeah, we had some friends, they were going to do an occasion, and they went in their backyard, and they said, oh, I don't know, that we didn't really get any orbs in our backyard. And we said, well, just have your friends over, show the movie, and then rush out in the backyard and try it again. And, of course, they got plenty of orbs after the movie.
That's my plan. Show the movie, and then we're going to go out there.
Yep, it seems to really work. And we've got, after the INATS convention in Florida, we've got a bunch of bookstores and stuff that think they're going to try it. They're going to have a showing of the movie and then an orb hunt.
Oh, yeah, that's a good stuff.
Yeah,
that is good stuff. I just want to say, too, that Randy's mentioning the conference coming up. That is the Palm Springs Prophets Conference held in Palm Springs coming up on the, I believe it's the 21st, right, Randy?
That's right. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this week. And I think there's stuff almost full, but I think there's still a few places that somebody just got to find out more right now.
Yeah, you can still get there. Randy, my hubby and I are going to be there, so we'll have to look for you and see you.
Oh, please come up.
You know,
we're supposed to be hosting the whole thing, so they're going to keep us busy. We'll be jumping through hoops and introducing everybody. But please come up, because I'd love to give you a hug.
Oh, we definitely will. And the title of the conference, I believe, is Orbs Interacting with Other Realms. Hope and Randy will be speaking, as Randy said, and sort of, introducing and keeping the thing going. So it's full of wonderful speakers. It's many of the people that spoke in the movie, Orbs the Veil is Lifting. And,
yeah, Michal Ledwith, who was in What the Bleep. And,
yes, he's awesome.
Klaus Heinemann, who were from our movie, and James Gilliland, who was in our movie. And, of course, we're going to be there. And then also William Tiller, who's done the most amazing experiments he's an actual physicist from Stanford. He's done the most amazing experiments on the power of intention, that if his colleagues, it would change science if all his colleagues would give a serious look at his experiments. And Dr. Norm Shealy, who is a pioneer in medical intuition and pain management, is going to be there, so it's really quite an amazing conference.
It's a very impressive conference, and it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun, too. So if you want a little more info on the Prophets Conference, you can log on to greatmystery.org. Is that correct, Randy?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so that'll tell you the what, when, and where of it. And
that's
Hope
correct.
And Randy's website also has information. It's toolsfortranscendence.com. For their events, articles, Randy's wonderful music, and helpful links as well. So, we have a little bit of time left, so I'm going to open the lines for calls if anybody wants to call in and ask a question about the phenomena itself. It's 888-228-4494, USA and Canada. Worldwide, 877-489-6350. So, Randy, there must be some interesting material from your interviews in the movie that was left out of the film. Could you tell us about any of those things?
Yes. There's some fascinating stuff. Some of James's experience with UFOs and stuff are quite mind-boggling, where he's had truly been a contactee, had the most amazing experiences, thought he was going insane, and his sister saw, you know, a ship hovering over his house. Well, he thought he was going nuts.
I guess. That's James Gilliland, correct?
That's James Gilliland, yeah, who's in the film, yes. And he'll be speaking at the conference. Of course, Michal Ledwith does this incredible work with these vortexes forming, and we didn't want to alarm people. It's a lot to get people to accept, just the orbs and from another realm and that point. So we didn't want to push it, but these vortexes that form seem to be related to a phenomenon called Torsian vortexes that the Russians were studying. And this appears to be possibly the key to anti-gravity, these Torsian vortexes. So there's another big thing that we went, wow.
Well,
that's for the next movie. At the Ramsa School in Yom, they're doing incredible work where people write symbols on cards and hold them up, and the symbols appear in orbs. And they're also doing some amazing work with remote viewing, where the students who are successfully remote viewing seem to appear as the number of students who are successfully remote viewing this object equals the number of orbs that are photographed in the room with the object. So it appears to demonstrate that the students are leaving their bodies as spheres of light and having a successful remote viewing experience.
Now, Randy, that is fascinating stuff. Fascinating. And to me, it's far out, and it might seem, you know, too far out to embrace, but there's so many wonderful things in life that just seem too far out to embrace, and actually they aren't. And these incidences you're talking about, Michal Ledwith and the work at Ramsa School of Enlightenment, to me, this is stuff of the future. And
it's amazing, and there is another movie in there. It's partly us just not wanting to put too much on the plate at once. And it's great because this movie has reached people who, I know those things would have scared off, but, you know, conservative people, people with very fundamental Christian backgrounds, have still been able to accept this basic premise. And so that's
really, you guys have told me that the Orbs of Ayla's Lifting is really Orbs 101, and that there's some things you have in mind for the future. Can you give us a little heads up or a peek at that?
Well, things that we really want to look at in the future are, well, first of all, these continuing stories, what is the next step that all of these people are taking with orbs and their relationship to it? Of course, it's fascinating. The subject of new science, more along the lines of what Dr. Sheely and Bill Tiller and there's other people that are doing really reputable research on the sort of, you know, fringes of knowledge here. How can you really apply these principles of quantum physics to it? You know, because like Tiller thinks that this will be, and he's right, if these forces are really understood, it will revolutionize. It'll be more radical than the industrial age.
I truly believe that. And I think that that's sort of a piece of this that's behind the scenes. You know, are moving forward, you know, are getting away from the static position of the same. You know, we're really living on a time when we're about to, you know, burst forth into greater understanding.
There's so many more efficient and cleaner technologies that I think are just right around the corner if we can hang in there with it. And then another whole tack is this whole, we have to pick one of these directions first. We're also finishing up a film called The Gift of Touch, which is Hope's, who's been a body worker and massage therapist for years and years. This is her wanting people who are not professional body workers to be empowered. So it's like a 20-minute form that anyone can do, clothes on, no oil, so it's just something that can happen very informally, and it's just a way of training people to, exchange massage and to do these things to empower people. You don't have to be a professional to touch your friends and loved ones.
You know, that's what I like about you and Hope, Randy, is that you guys are so... even with your, you know, extensive backgrounds and your education, you guys are really centered in the heart, and you want to make these things that can be presented as very esoteric, you know, accessible to everyone, which is, you know, that's the thrust of my work too. I want people to know that everybody has access to these amazing things. You don't have to be, you don't have to do the charts and the graphs and be a mystic and fast and all of those sort of things. You just need to be open.
Yeah, no, that's really true. And it's such a wonderful gift. It's so wonderful to see people sort of light up and
yes.
Wow, this is, you know, this is for me too.
Oh, I know. Well, you know, I love the idea of Hope doing the video about the hands-on healing, because you guys didn't get to really experience Hope since she isn't feeling too well. But I have to tell you that Hope Mead has one of the most soothing, balancing voices I've ever listened to. And
oh,
it just it comes from who she is within. And she makes really these two people right here have got some stuff going on that is pretty amazing, and they make it easy for everyone to understand and everyone to experiment and explore into it. You know, the door's open for everybody to poke around and see what happens.
That's right. It's for everybody.
Oh, it truly is. It's meant to be for everyone. I think that's partly why we're seeing an increase of this phenomena of the orb lights. I've spoken to so many people about it, and I just can't get over the fact that most of the metaphysical people I talk to, they seem to have, in my experience anyway, the most sort of a little bit of a hang-up about what it is, or is it, you know, is it good energy, bad energy, and sort of analyze it, etc. But people from other belief systems and other backgrounds, like your farmer that you talked about with the critters, they get it.
Yeah, and you know, there's some churches in Texas now. You go out to their websites, there's some big churches, and they say, yay, we've got angels. I'm coming to church on Sunday morning, and they're like showing their orb pictures.
Well, you know, I've seen some of the photography of you and Hope caught a beautiful picture of what looks like a fairy.
It looks so fairy-like. We don't really know what else to call it.
Oh, it's just incredible. So I want to remind you guys again, if you want to see the photographs or find out more about the movie or Hope and Randy, check out toolsfortranscendence.com or thegreatmystery.org for the Prophets Conference, and you'll see some writings of Hope and Randy there as well. It's really quite a phenomena we have going on and not to be missed.
Yeah, it's really exciting, and I just can't wait to see where it takes us next, what is around the next corner with us.
Well, I know that it's going to be exciting whatever comes around the corner, and I would like to stay in touch with you two about it, that's for sure. And please, Randy, give Hope my best and tell her that my hubby and I and my listeners are sending her good healing energy so she can be up and on the way tomorrow to head out to California.
Thank you so much. Yeah,
certainly
all our resources this evening, I think.
Yes,
come up and say hi. Well, I'd be great to see you there.
Yes, I can't wait to meet you two in person. So once again, that's Hope and Randy Mead, and their name of their movie is Orbs, the Veil is Lifting. Definitely check it out. There's trailers on the website, so you can get an idea what it's about. And I'm Karen Tallcat Conley, and this has been Psychic 101, everything you always wanted to know about the paranormal but were afraid to ask. And I'll see you next time on April the 2nd, 6:55 PDT. Randy, thank you, and love to Hope.
Oh, thanks. We'll see you this weekend.
Okie doke. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello. This is Wesley Snipes. And when I'm divinely inspired and spiritually motivated, I listen to Dr. Fred Bell in the Health and Sciences Show on BBSRadio.com. Tune in or be tuned out.